Hello friends, and welcome to another educating episode coming to you live on your favorite Moral Valley Talk. Today you're going to be listening to our talk on a very interesting and emotional topic, best type of love. We are going to give you the full meaning of the acronym LOVE and best type of love. I will start by believing that I think it's better, I guess, everyone has heard of the three types of love, though there are other types of love based on different views, thoughts, and experiences. People say love is pure, painful, sweet, and dreadful all at once. The truth is, love is a basic necessity in everyone's life. Everyone needs to be loved to live a proper and healthy life. Love has various definitions. Love has different types. As someone, and they will give you their own definition or their own type of love, the one they believe in. Love is a variety of feelings, emotions, and attitude. For some, love is more than just being interested physically in someone. It is an emotional attachment. Love is more of a feeling that a person feels for another person. People often confuse love and lust. Love means to be deeply committed and connected to someone or something. The basic meaning of love is to feel more than liking towards someone. It is a bond that two people share. Some believe that love is better defined as this or that. Some believe in this type of love or that love. But we are here to give you the three types of love, having briefed you on what you should be looking out in this podcast episode. Hope you would want to know all you have to know about this topic. So for you not to miss out, sit back and relax. We shall be going on a short break, but when we come back, we're gonna be with you to the end of this episode, so don't go nowhere. But before then, kindly do us a favor by hitting on the subscribe button and thumbs up to like our page. We will be right back in the jiffy. Don't stay with us. Wow, incredible, interesting, fabulous. This is exciting, interesting. Like I've said that before, I'm telling you now that this is educative. Okay, you can't afford to miss any of our episode. Love you. Hello friends, and welcome back to the segment. We'll start by giving you the meaning of the acronym LOVE. And we'll start by L. It stands for life, the O stands for off, and the V stands for volition, and the A stands for emotion. So put it together as a statement, life of volition, emotion. That is what I called love. Okay, so love is felt and cannot be seen or touched, just like there were invisible lines stretched between my spirit and the spirit of others. You touch love that is emotional. Can you smell love? Can we hear the heartbeat of love? It sounds like a drumbeat in the heart of the victim. Love is beautiful. Love is something that, like the crowds that were in the sky before the sun came out. Love dwells in the heart but explores physically through expression manifest. Note, love given to another person must first be given to God. According to the scripture, but now faith, hope, love buys this tree, but the greatest of this is love. 1 Corinthians 13:13. It is much more than a fleeting emotion. Love is a decision that we consciously make each day, and its presence is revealed in how we treat our spouses and others. when we love them, we choose to do what is best for them. Love is unconditional. Primary example of this kind of love is the love of God. Love is patient, love is kind. Love always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love is a strong thing. Though love at times is out of involuntary feeling, we don't force it out. It comes when you can't stop it. Yeah, have you ever felt special thing for someone, feeling immersed or something special or admiring them, yet couldn't explain or tell how and why you feel that same way? Yeah, that was a question, yeah. I hope you answered it yourself. Love is the most important element and is the foundation of the relationship. It may be with your partner, life, marriage, or friend. Though today we use the word love abusively, which is very wrong. We may love our peers, but that is different than loving your marriage or spouse. You can love anything, but definitely that is not the love we are talking about. Learning more about this word love will help us better understand how these relationships often stares out like any other emotion, but then the progress to the point where both people desire a lifetime commitment together. Don't still forget that it doesn't work out necessarily to lifetime because of the saying that love is not the basis for marriage, but certainly marriage is the basis for love. I agree with that. We hope you do. Love is more than feeling, and we all know from past experiences that feeling love can be misleading and often very fickle, as in fickle some stuff. Today the feeling is here and tomorrow it is gone. Scriptural definition of the love 1 Corinthians 13:4-7, and in fact it is used in occasions both religious and non-religious. Love is patient, love is kind, it does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud, it is not self-seeking, it is selfless, it is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil but rejoices with the truth. Love always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Yeah, there are three types of love. Comes the types of love now. You have the eros or erotic love. It is driven by our physical attraction to another individual. We feel erotic desire toward that person. Funniest thing is that this type of love can drive quickly and has a very strong appeal. Although young love is usually this type. Yeah. Then over to the second type of scriptural love is philo, referred to as brotherly love. This type of love is the one you date with a friend. It comes after spending a great deal of time with someone. Though I believe that's why many marriage counselors advise of 1 year courtship before marriage. But I think it's too far, it's too much. Yeah, it's a very long time, 1 year. I think some months, yes, you can go with it, okay, to court. But it is not cutting with the opposite, actually, okay? So it is also true that marriage love is healthiest and strongest once it sprang up from friendship relationship. Yes, it's good for you to be a friend to your partner, okay, before marriage, so that you will, yeah, for many reasons. Okay, that's one of the purposes of dating. We get a chance to truly know the one we are going out with. Though this love is extremely important in finding your life partner. Mind you, this love, filial type of love is very, very good whenever you are looking out for lifetime partner. Get that, okay? All right. You can extend filial to your neighbor, fellow worker, etc. To be led to this type of love, you have known that the feeling is unlike erotic. Based on physical attraction, philo is developed as a person's character traits and interests become known by you, and you value those traits. Male tends to go from eros love to philo love, but females often develop philo first and then go to eros love. Then over to the third, the third is agape. This love actively seeks to do the right thing for and meets the needs of the loved ones. So agape sacrifices personal feelings and needs to meet the needs of his spouse. This is in case of partners, but it's for the single, this is the best type of love, okay, to grow in your relationship. In agape, we willingly give up our rights, demands, desires just to fulfill our partners, okay? This is selfless type of love, and agape is the best type of love, I assure you. Love that sacrifices and preserves, love that observes sanctity. God loves this type of love, and that is the type of love he has for us. To be godly, always choose agape love, okay? This is the best type of love. For the singles out there, agape is the best type of love. With this agape, you can go for in life and in a relationship. Okay, it is very magical. And in case you haven't heard from anyone about the truth, I am saying it now. True love is rare to find because it is magical. And when you find it, that misses it at all. Wow, so good to have you to the end of our talk. If you have a question, you can email us at storieslightinfo@gmail.com or call us on +234 808 070 3750. Thank you so much for listening to our today's episode. Hope you enjoyed and found this talk interesting. Join us next time as we come up with a more interesting topic. Yeah, I'll bet you're gonna learn something from it. Till next time, I'm still that your sweet girl, Hope Mbadoro. Love you. Bye.